All right, Shu, listen, I got a couple favors of you. Give us an example of Cameo right now. You're right here.
He's literally eating glue.
Oh, God, what's he eating right now? Jeez.
You always got to watch your sulfur count content.
What are you eating, matches? He's eating matches. He's eating matches.
Okay.
I've been sober 69 days. This is a vodka and OJ.
No!
Sue me.
No! No, you were sober for 69 days! Can we get you a boxing match? Would you box Tommy C?
I would definitely love to destroy Tommy C's face. Tommy, do you always have this attitude?
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
You be quiet, Tommy!
The Lol Cow Podcast.
Okay, I'm starting local recordings.
You kind of local?
Hey, everyone. Shoe nice again.
No, we're not.
Thanks for having me.
Don't worry about it. Are we doing our clap?
Because we're gonna. Let's do the clap. Just be
okay,
safe.
Okay, I just started recording my end.
Is there any way to see today where our recordings are at?
What do you mean?
I'm gonna record my audio.
Using OBS.
We're doing what we normally do. Everybody's okay. Doing it, and this is gonna be his. We're gonna. Send
I can't
this
record my camera separately though.
No, neither can I. Okay. So don't worry about it. It's just the audio. I'll tell Connor that. I'll take care of all that. All right. Are ready?
Yep.
Shoe Nice doesn't.
I'm trying to put it on 16:9.
Grandpa's first computer.
That's so good. I love it.
There we go. There we go.
On three.
Yeah, one.
Let me do it. Okay. One, two, three. One, two, three.
We lost you, Nice.
We lost him.
I'm glad it's recording.
Stop telling him to do shit. Seriously. You're like, oh, let's go to Firefox and let's do this and let's do that. He's in a hotel.
He's back. He's back.
Hey, everyone. Shoe Nice again.
Yay.
Let me start the
before we lose somebody.
How are you guys doing? I appreciate the invite.
Shut up, Shoe Nice.
We
already did our claps. Yeah, you didn't start another one, did you? Wings, did you?
No, I haven't started. I haven't stopped anything.
Okay. Now where the f*** is he?
He left. He's good. He came to do the intro.
Okay. I'll do the intro. Hey everybody, welcome.
Are we recording right now?
Shut up!
Hold on, we got to do the intro.
Oh God, he's eating glue. Let's do the intro.
Can I do the intro? Oh no, my computer just went nuts.
Oh,
Shoe Nice, slow down, man. Slow down.
Slow down. Slow down. Oh, God, he's eating glue. Desi, he's eating glue right now. He's eating glue.
God, it's the only motherfucker that goes into like the school section and looks for a snack.
I told you. Bring me a Rice Krispie treat. I don't want to be the only person not eating.
This is to prove it's real glue.
You can find more amazing features like this on Cameo /ShoeNice22.
Everybody get the shoe cookie.
Yeah, I've seen that before, yeah. Shoe Nice, but I was watching porn. Oh.
Good night.
I'll be quiet.
Oh, Tommy.
The only thing you need is like some.
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you good. Yeah, yeah.
You can hear me.
Why is he yelling at me?
Because you won't shut up.
Tommy's very New York.
Yeah, he's our resident asshole.
All right, listen to me.
We're going to be BFF.
Shut up! My monitor shut down. I'm sure everything's working like it normally does. I'm going to leave it like this.
Yeah,
we'll see you, Tommy.
All right.
You always got to watch your sulfur count.
You're not lagging or nothing.
What are you eating, matches? He's eating matches.
Okay.
I guess this is what they wanted when they wanted the local podcast.
This is what you got hired for.
Tommy, you gotta get through an intro before somebody dies.
I don't screw the intro. It doesn't really matter.
Do the intro while he's gone.
Is he gone? I can't remember. I can't see anything.
Yeah, he dipped out. He's walked away. He has matches.
He ate some matches and he might have died off screen. Who knows?
He's back.
Used to have little books of matches, but they don't have them anymore. So now I have to get my sulfur off of the wooden ones.
Oh God, he lit it. He lit it, Tommy. He ate a burning match.
Oh. Well, I'll be looking forward to this episode.
Oh, okay. I love the taste of matches.
Hmm.
Oh God, Shoe.
Shoe, did you go to a special school when you were growing up?
I love you, Tommy C.
Okay, that's a yes.
Hi guys, welcome to the Local Podcast. I am your host, Boogie2988, and Tommy's mentally checked out of this episode. Today we got Wings of Redemption and Tommy C, and of course the ever wonderful Shoe Nice, who eats worse than me and Jordy do, which is really saying something. You got ready, Whip Shoe? Oh, he went and found the ready whip. Oh God,
Shoe Nice! I know you're at a hotel right now.
That's okay. Lysol. We can't even put that on the video.
Oh my Lord! All right, Shoe, slow down, buddy. Flat. Slow down. Let's ask some questions.
Slow it down.
What's up, Boogie?
How you doing, Shoe? I'm so glad you're here, brother. We've had drama in the past, ain't we? You guys want to?
Can I tell this story?
Yes, please. Please do.
All right, guys. I joined King of the Web years ago. Some fan came in and said, these guys are picking on me. So I went there, and it was a game to just, if you were popular, you made money.
Yeah.
So all my fans, I was huge then, came in, and I blew up, and I got the money from this dude from South Central, Ray Ray or Hey Hey. And then seven whatever gamer, whatever that guy is,
White Boy
he's
seven
still
Street.
Around. He made a video saying that Shoe Nice is threatening a unicorn chick. And I'm like, I don't even know a unicorn chick. And then she made a video crying saying that I was giving her death threats. So my good old friend Boogie.
Yep, I got involved.
I got kicked off, bro, because I told off management and they took away $1,800 from me. I wake up and I'm like, why are all these dislikes on my videos? And everybody's like, came here from Boogie. Came here. I didn't even know you.
Looks like King of the Web has chosen to suspend Shoe Nice from King of the Web competition, which sucks for him, you know, certainly. It sucks for his fans, but it's something that had to be done given the circumstances, given the narrative that he had created. I don't think they had a choice, and I'm glad they made the choice that they did, even though as a person who's enjoyed Shoe Nice's content, I think it sucks. And the reality of it is, if he hadn't gone off the deep end with these pictures of dead unicorns and inciting his fans to riot, and I'm a big fan of trolling. I really am. Obviously, I do it with Francis. I'm a big fan of trolling. I'm a big fan of just being able to get people fooled and trick them and stuff. But hate speech is something I'm not a fan of. And when you start talking about, you know, dead unicorns, you start talking about, you know, there's a line. There's a line there. And Francis has never crossed that line, and I may fuck up, and I may do it one day myself. But if I do, I'm going to gladly accept the actions of crossing that line. And I have crossed the line several times in other areas, but never a death threat. And I've paid those consequences. I've been chewed out on Twitter. I've been wrecked on Facebook. I've been wrecked on YouTube. I've been wrecked in real life.
Well, so I watched the video, and you were kind of like, you know, saying that I was doing bad stuff. Not really bad stuff. And
no.
In the end, it really brought me a lot of subscribers, but good. I got a lot of dislikes the next day. But
because if I remember,
I definitely accept. I don't need an apology, dude. We were
well,
both
I do,
just.
I
back
do
and
want
forth
to apologize, but I do
12
think,
years ago.
I do think what you said was
get out of the refrigerator, Marge. I'm Peters.
Yeah, I think what you said let's bury a unicorn. Which in retrospect, I overreacted to that. You know what I'm saying? She overreacted to it too. I was being sensitive, Mr.
Rogers.
Can we
get some context here, Boogie? Like, who's unicorn chick?
So there was this a contest called King of the Web, and basically you go in there and you get votes, and the more votes you got a chance to get money.
It's crazy, dude! I got a million haters out of there.
Yeah, yeah. I ended up making a good chunk of change. Total Biscuit shouted me out. I ended up donating half to like water charities in Africa. The other half I kept. But the previous contest, Shu got involved, and Shu was up against some.
Wait, hold on a second. Wings of Redemption and Boogie are not the same person?
No.
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 Are you freaking kidding me?
We look
I thought Boogie was Wings of Redemption, just a different name.
You can't possibly
you kind of look the same.
I thought you were silver.
That's going on 12 years. I thought Wings of Redemption was hair. Boogie.
Can't be true.
I don't even have hair.
I used to have hair.
Hank Schrader out of Turkey DEA.
Look like you should be on Hank Hill.
I thought you
Tommy,
were
this one's for you, bro.
Can't see it anyway.
He's eating another match.
Wait, you guys can't see me?
I can.
Tommy's monitor
just exploded.
Why? You didn't know what that means? That means when I turn this off, it's going to
crumble. I got to floss my teeth. Oh, I got some glue stick in them.
So how did you start? How did you start eating the nasty in the world? Tell me the big origin of this.
Let's do a quick synopsis of my life, and we'll move on from there. The first thing I ate was a pack of non-filtered Camel cigarettes. My father left them on the coffee table. I was rushed to the hospital. I turned blue and almost died. Throughout elementary school, I would do the Elmer's glue. I would do all kinds of stunts to make the girls laugh in third grade.
I'm sure they were laughing.
Mrs. Johnson, shoot ice is eating the paste again. The paste was ultimate. It had a spoon even on the top. Then they took that away and they gave me the glue sticks. I don't like the glue sticks. They taste nasty.
So you ate paste in school?
Glue sticks and wooden house matches.
All right. So then you
peanut butter and chocolate.
You ate paste in school?
Then fifth grade. Moved on to sixth grade, cafeteria tables. I would sit there and dip my napkin in my milk and just swallow it. I was just this comedian. I was born funny, good looking, with the stomach of a billy goat. I got the triple threat. Going through sixth, seventh, and eighth into ninth grade, doing the same stuff. Now I go to a party. 16-year-olds are turning 16, and they're twins. And I was a wrestler then. I was doing good, so the varsity team invited me to a party. I wasn't allowed to party, so I told my father we were going out for pizza. We went there, and there was bottles of Budweiser. I took three bottles of Bud. I put my hands behind my back, and I stuck the bottles between my legs, and I cracked the cap, and I drank every one of them bottles in 30 seconds. I took that trick to the bars. I took it to college parties. I did a 2-minute keg stand.
Where did you go to college?
Everywhere I went. I traveled roofing, commercial, 15 years. Everywhere
my mic work?
Every local
bar. Yeah,
wait,
Tommy.
You be quiet, Tommy. I just wanted to do one. I'm sorry.
What was the major? What major was you in college?
Yeah, right.
Had to be an arts degree.
Jerk is what I think it was. What the... Oh my God!
People watching this tomorrow will see my face, though, and all the stuff. Sunday. I mean, it's not just going to be weird noises,
oh,
right?
Yeah, they see you, That
comes out Sunday.
Appreciate it. I had a good time last night. A lot of old fans come back when I go into streams. I can't do H3 anymore. They blocked me 2 years over jealousy. The mods, I was paying a membership. So yeah, me and Ethan, I see him in the streets. I'm going to punch the dude next to him and blame it on him when the cops come.
You said what did you say about his wife? You called her. You said all sorts of anti.
What's that?
What'd you say about Hila?
You said all sorts of.
Oh, I said Hila was a.
Ethan and Hila, what is it? Hila, fucking Bigfoot, whatever. She's ugly as fuck. You guys are going to sit there and rip on the smaller YouTubers feeding the homeless? Ethan, go fuck yourself. Seriously, H3 is overrated, and you got a bunch of robot fucking people watching you. Fuck your wife. She looks like Custom Girl 420. Fuck your podcast. Ethan, for real, suck my dude. Feed the homeless, you cheap motherfucking Jew. Thank you.
The fact that I named the country she was from doesn't make me racist because I love all humans. I'm the Messiah of the internet. I love everybody. I never judge anybody, where they work, how heavy they are, what color of skin, religion. I love everybody. Smoke a joint with anyone.
Is that what we're doing today?
I got a couple questions.
Hold on. I got a match stuck in my throat.
I've had that problem myself.
You got it.
Wash it down with a Mountain Dew. You could
she didn't want to go down.
The stuff's good.
That's what she said.
Oh God. So, you have,
I have something I'm interested in. All right, I'm doing all crazy stuff. Got married. I'm divorced now. My son is 24. YouTube came around. I joined YouTube in 2008 to watch the tsunamis in Japan. 2010, I made my first video eating a roll of toilet paper in 10 minutes. I blew up like no other. I was on WebSoup, World's Dumbest. RWJ shouted me out. If you look at my whole analytics on YouTube where RWJ shouted me out, it shoots up like the Everest and nothing ever went higher. That was the biggest shout out. Not Tosh.0, not the Vice documentary, not Ethan's documentary. The best op, you got to go watch Oompaville. We straighten out all the haters and all the lies and we debunk them.
How many videos did you have that were deleted, you think? It's 650, you said.
I uploaded probably close to 10,000 videos. I was a troll.
Yeah.
And I used to upload like 100 videos on a Sunday morning. Say, how's your feed doing?
Now, he said this almost exact same thing on PKA, another podcast, but just slightly different. He said he would post 80 videos in 2 days.
Yeah, it's about, I'd say it's about 85 in 2 days.
One thing I did notice up until this point and over the span of the interview is I don't really understand fully how people call him a compulsive liar. He seems to be fairly spot on with the things that he reiterates. To have basically the same story 6 years apart is impressive.
Even the hater came into my emails drunk and apologized for all the bullshit he's done over the
Oompaville, friend of the show. We love
him. My hate is real. One went to 4 years in prison for trying to dox me with filthy images. That's a real hate crew.
Yeah.
4 years and he's out and he's hunting me down and trying to kill me.
He's got it worse than you, Jordy. Damn.
Well, maybe.
Huh?
But I got a question. Like, weren't you homeless recently?
Yeah, I'm not homeless, always in a hotel. I rolled around in the bushes one time outside a club to get people to give me PayPal, and I went back into the club and danced with the women. I just got like 4 dudes on YouTube to give me 300.
Well, I was under the session because like, I remember seeing a video of you like outside of a fountain, like sleeping.
Yo, donating, you ain't donating. Because I'm sleeping out on the side of a fucking mall. Yeah, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that. I didn't have to do what? Entertain you f***ers? Entertain you f***ers? I've done this way before the internet. F***ers. Is your f***ing volume working now?
If I remember correctly.
On the fountain, I chained myself to a fountain to protest the president's shutting down Fountain Day. At University of Albany, I went there just to promote my YouTube. So I started this protest. It was the greatest publicity stunt ever, bro.
You don't have to drink that day. For 2 hours, we're going to assemble everybody in here in an orderly fashion with 200 fluorescent security guards that are actual students from campus. And I say, give the community service to all the kids that wreck their car and make them work security. You know what I mean? Man, I'm so sick of this. Oh, employers ain't gonna hire you Albany students. It's nothing but a rumor. Bring one employer down here that said that. That is all hype from that office over there with too many windows. You know what I mean? Vice President's going on vacation because freaking flyer miles are coming out of his ass Monday morning. I guess his priorities are straight.
Nobody's like the nice. I'll be 55, still alive in 2 months. Looking 35, beast mode. Knock out Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Where are you from?
I was born in Albany, New York.
Albany,
yeah. Okay. I've been everywhere. Commercial roofing, traveling. I traveled through all the 90s. I got out of Desert Storm, went right to roofing. My body count was 120 by 1994. I might have forgot one or two women.
Oh, yeah. That's women. I didn't
best
know
chicks are bowling alley chicks, 2 a.m.
Your body count in Desert Storm, was that the number of people we killed?
No.
I got out of Desert Storm with a body count of maybe 20.
Okay. All right. Then,
every weekend, every club, the women chased me. I was the vajayjay devastator.
I went down
for hours.
Have you done the world tour?
I eat Elmer's glue. Can you imagine me on a vajayjay?
Trying to keep clean here. Oh,
hey, have you done the world tour? Have you got one of every race of women in the world?
What was your MOS in the military?
I slept with every race.
NASCAR.
Wimbledon.
What was your MOS in the military?
Wow, Boogie. I'm really happy in the heart that we're talking right now. I just need Keemstar somewhere. So, and I just want to, I'm really happy.
So Tommy is a military guy. Would you have a question for him, Tommy?
What was your MOS in the Army?
Oh, I was 51 kilo. Let's do a quick Army story. I was in a high school. I was the only white person in that high school, but I didn't care. I went to basketball during lunch because lunch was crazy.
You obviously
it was like
lost.
That movie Lean on Me. So they called me in every time they needed one person when they only had nine. So the guy was passing the ball to me, and then he went to throw it to his friend and turned it back to me, and I had my hands down by then. So hit me in the nose so hard, my blood everywhere, everybody just laughing. The bleachers are filled. And then I was a hero at that school. But then the principal got his ear cut off by a gang member, and I told my drunk mom, I'm just going to go join the Army like my brother did. And my mom slammed a bottle of vodka. You'll be just like your brother and quit. She was right. So anyways, I go to basic training. I was the last year that you could join Army without a high school diploma. But he said you had to get your GED and your AIT, and I signed that. And I wanted to work with the Patriot missile system. He's like, you're a high school dropout. You're going to be a plumber. Really? So then I go to basic training. You know how they shave your head. Well, the homeboys had magic hair remover. It was the Michael Jackson days. So I said, give me that. I took a big goop and I put a question mark in my head. Now, you still got hair. So that fell out and I got a huge question mark in my head. Oh, the reception sergeant said, I'm not even going to do anything to you. I feel bad when you get to your unit. We get on a cattle trucks. I lost my ID. I didn't know it then. And we get down on the ground, rumpy, empty your stuff out. You know how it is first day with your drill sergeant. You empty everything out. Where's your ID? Hold it in front of your face. I can't find it. Now, we were already up in our rooms. They showed us our bed and brought us back down. So you go back up and get my thing. And I open it up and I had to take off my cap. And Sergeant Mendez seen the question mark. He's like, what in the hell is that? And he goes, you better wear that cap at chow hall. So we go back down. Now we're all marching to chow hall. This is the first day. Get into chow hall. I take my cap off. I'm trying to stand up as tall as I can. I'm 6'1". This 4-foot sergeant standing over with his buddies go, what the hell is on his head? So he walked over. He goes... He grabbed me by the shirt. He goes, you got a question on your mind, Private? I got the answer. Get your tray of food and get outside. So I'm just in line. And now you got to show the cafeteria lady your ID for your meal. No ID. Thanks a lot. They already know. We got him. Send him through. So I get my meal and they take me outside. They go, start eating. And I grab a fork. I just start eating on the ground. And he's like, get on your leaning rest. So I'm doing push-ups and I'm eating. So I drop down. I grab a whole handful of mystery meat. Who cares? I eat dirt and rocks.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, this boy can eat. And I say, they go, where are you from? I said, New York. Everybody was Southern down there. If you were from New York, you were a gang member born through Statue of Liberties. It's a JJ. So anyways, we moved through the 8 weeks of basic training. I'm crazy dude, eating crazy stuff, putting cigarettes out of my tongue. And everybody loved me by the end. My drill sergeant said, Tommy, where are you going? That's disrespect to a veteran. So I shook my drill sergeant's hand. He goes, I never shake anybody's hand, but I never seen a human being do as many push-ups as you. When we marched to chow hall to a lesson, like first aid, you'd have that company marching, and I'd be running around it. Not a guard blocking the streets. You know the deal. I had to run. So I did 5K like every day to chow hall. I got a question when I got out.
Wait, what? Yeah, go ahead.
So, the question I have is, so like, how do you go from
I go to my reserve unit and then I move. So they put you on IRR when they don't need a plumber at the unit in Florida. So eventually Desert Storm came around. I was living with like four dudes in a one bedroom apartment, hated life doing roofing. Baghdad started getting blown up. I just called the Army. I said, hey, I'm on the IRR list. Can I go to Desert Storm? She's like, oh yeah. Give me your social.
So you were in the reserves?
We have a flight for you on Sunday. Right, it was point. Friday night. Big party. Beat the shit out of like four dudes into a snowbank. And then the next day I flew to war and my buddy got jumped from the dudes. I disappeared from all that. I go to Desert Storm. I'm IRR list, but we're with the units in Saudi Arabia playing football with these dudes. The next day they got blown up by a Scud missile.
Oh.
So yeah, it was real war right at the beginning, picking up body parts of dudes you hung out with the day before.
Now, did you
moving
eat
on,
any of those? Though, out of curiosity,
we drove around.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Turkey Tom reported that you didn't have a combat role.
In the early 90s, he went overseas to Desert Storm when he was called upon. His job, according to him, was not like a direct combat role. It was food supply for people who were in combat roles.
Yeah.
It lasted like 4 days. There was Iraqi soldiers that were blown out of tanks. They were peeled like bananas. I burned all the captain's shit and all the company shit. He goes, we don't need a plumber here. You go take care of them latrines. So I was the one that pulled the metal things out of the boxes and burned the shit. One time the first sergeant went in there and the can wasn't underneath. I was respectable. I put my hand underneath. He must have had the ham and cheese MRE. Go ahead and tell me that it wasn't a war, dude.
I got a question.
In Afghanistan or Iraq, that's real tough, man.
I didn't say that. I'm an Iraq veteran, to be honest with you. So here's the thing. All my reports when I did my research, that you had no combat role. Neither did I, by the way.
Can you turn up your volume anyway, your mic?
I'm about as loud as I can. Guys, you have trouble hearing
me? Okay.
No, it's just you and I. It's just you and I having
just me. Move it right forward towards your mouth like this.
Chew
that's
nice.
That's not nice.
Chew nice. How did you go from being on the wrestling team to a dropout?
Oh, God.
I moved out because my father and stepmother were very strict. I said 17. I came home. I was in rehab for 49 days for alcohol and marijuana use at a private school. So I kind of took the strings of a piano and I cut them. So when a Chinese girl went to play at a show for all her parents and family, donk, the piano didn't work. These nerds ratted me out and they sent me to 49 days of rehab because they thought I was drunk when I wrecked the piano. I go to rehab, I learn about the Grateful Dead, fish, acid, mushrooms, tripping. I'm like, a little piece of paper can do that. So I got out of rehab. I'm like, this. Started drinking that day. My father took me to Aruba with my brother. We met a Jamaican dude and smoked fat. And yeah, I went home and I got drunk with my neighbors. I came home one afternoon. My father's like, you smell like alcohol. I just spent $25,000 on your rehab. I said, no, you didn't. Your insurance did. And I said, you want me to move out? He's like, you ain't got the balls. I said, watch this. My father was a bad dude. We come from golden gloves, my great-grandfather, bare knuckles. You give me a chance at 55, I'll knock out any of these lightweights, I-dubs. I'll fight Jake Paul, Logan Paul, anybody.
It's funny you say this because I know a boxing promoter.
So I move out and I move in with my brother and I become a roofer because he's a roofer. He moved out. He's only a year older than me and we did everything the same.
You got beef with some issue nice?
After years ago. So anyways, Tommy.
Yeah.
Our point. I can't believe Wings and Boogie aren't the same people.
We're definitely different people.
But anyways, so I'm just like, I roofed forever. I went back to my mom's. She was living in that hood neighborhood. And I said, all right, I'll try high school one more time. And I was supposed to graduate in 87. I tried 88. So after the Army, I came home and my mother's like, you're still young enough to go back to high school. I'm like, Mom, I'll be 20 in May. She's like, I'd like some more child support from your dad. No problem. So now me and my brother are in the same classes. He was 89.
People say white people don't have it.
Shoot ice is pretty good. White people have it hard. Classes. So, yeah, that's how I became a dropout. She wouldn't give me 2 points on an English project. I said, please, my father.
Well, the reason I ask this is usually if you're in wrestling, shoot ice.
You disrespected my class.
Shoo. Hold on.
You got to let other people talk too.
Jordan's got a question.
No, it's not a question. The reason I asked you how you went from wrestling to dropouts, generally when you're a wrestler, that you have to have some type of academic standards to be on the wrestling team. Yeah. And I wanted to see how you went from there or that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's no problem. I was an A and B student when I joined wrestling. It was Avril Park High School. There was never any grade. I wrestled with some of the stupidest kids in school.
Really?
So maybe we went to a different school, but when you join wrestling in a public school, they don't look at your academics until you're doing like F's and drop, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, like I went my school, I went to my high school. Like if you wanted to do sports or anything extracurricular, you had to hold a C.
And not in 85.
Yeah,
I did. I was the smartest kid ever, dude. I'm a genius, bro. I just act dumb for the views. You don't even know how smart I am, dude.
What's a genealogy
of multi-millionaires, dude. My father's a millionaire.
Boogie's question is, what is a predicate?
Yeah, what is a predicate?
A predicate is before a pronoun when it's expressing a verb.
Oh, shit. You know how many Siege players I've never figured out?
It's part of a numerator denominator?
All your motherfucking haters out there, the guy that eats matches knows what it is.
We can go. I really don't want to promote my haters, but we can go into my haters real quick.
Yeah,
let's please, hear. All by means. Let's see, hear the hater league.
It was about 2012. I was at a hotel live stream when nobody streamed. Everybody streams. Now, I started it on Blog TV after Liquor Slams. Drunk as a skunk. You can still find them on YouTube on other people's channels. But yeah. What were we talking about again?
Wow, haters.
matchbook sticks, they keep coming out of my teeth.
We were talking about, you said you didn't want to promote your haters, but you're going to tell us a story.
Oh, yeah. So we're streaming, and this dude, his name is John. He found out our hotel and he sent like 10 pizzas, a platter from a pregnant woman. He just called everybody when you just didn't use your credit card. Some people just pay cash when you get there. We ran out of money. Italian guy pulls up with a pizza. I said, I ain't got the money. He calls the state police. State police pulls up and says, what's going on? He doesn't have his money for a delivery. Theft of service. Trooper's like, give him the pizza and he'll pay in the morning. He got better things to do. He goes, are you going to pay? I'm like, yeah. So the next morning, I'm alone. My buddy left, and a truck pulls up, pickup truck with a bunch of dudes from a pizza shop. Three were on the back holding onto that bar. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Give me my money. I was still drinking all night.
Dog, you must have got one of those Italian pizza money. Places.
Yeah.
Smashed a bottle right off their windshield. Now they're all running up to my room. Muhammad, he's on my Vice documentary. He owned the hotel. He came out with a shotgun. Crazy over a pizza that costs you dough and a little bit of sauce and cheese, probably $3. So yeah, he eventually just started hating me. What you do is you just get 100 channels and you dislike every video that he uploads and it downgrades the channel. And they knew exactly what they were doing. I lost my main account from them reporting and I had to start over again. His name was John. He tried to dox me with filthy images. The FBI caught him and he did 4 years in prison. You can look up John Cassara gets arrested for child distribution, Albany, New York, 2018. And then now I meet this other dude. Hey, let's go to Slayer. I moved to Denver. I'm in Vegas now. And he took me. He gave me everything and then left me there. I didn't care. We became friends. He loaned me like $3,000 for rent. Just helped me out. And then he just turned evil.
Maybe because you owed him $3,000?
Bullshit. I'm hanging out with teenage girls. He couldn't even get the story right. So Sonny V and Internet A-Gay, they post these videos because they hate me. That's all they do. And Sonny V, too, even knew it was a lie, sent me an email. He goes, I can't take off 2 million views from my channel. I said, keep it up, dude. I love bad publicity. It brings them to my channel. They realize it's a lie. and they subscribe.
In 2019, clips and allegations began to emerge that Shoenice has been grooming underage girls over the years. Nothing has ever been proven, but there's one video that's been put on the internet which sounds very legit. And again, before we discuss this, these are only allegations. I'm just sharing what's been put out by another creator. A guy by the name of Dean, who was good friends with Shoenice back in the day, has stories of Shoenice fleeing Florida to come to Denver to escape a relationship with a 15-year-old girl named Ellie.
The girl at that time was like 18 or 19 years old. At the time when we discovered that Shoenice had a thing with her, he didn't want to date the mom. He actually wanted to date her daughter, which at that time, she was 15 years old.
So all my haters like Tubes that said I robbed him for thumbnails, the thumbnails were garbage and he got paid.
I got a question. Why couldn't you get your YouTube channel back?
Yeah.
I tried to get my channel back. There was an argument in administration. Two people, a hater and a lover, kept turning me on, turning me off, turning me on. They turned me off, and I got an email from YouTube, and they said, sorry, we can't recover your main channel, but we're going to put AdSense on your second channel, which didn't even have the requirements. A guy, a DJ from a radio station, Light Favorites, went to YouTube, went to Google, and bought all my videos from 2011 to 2018. I emailed YouTube 100 times saying, why is a DJ from a cheesy internet station have all my videos?
Yeah.
If you said I couldn't recover my main channel. If I had an entertainment lawyer and the money, I could go so far with the lawsuit of the libel, defamation, just overall just disrespect to me. I got a main channel shut down and all my liquor slams are on videos all around the world, channels. Every year, every European country, and they're making money off of them.
Yep.
They're getting revenue off of videos I created, and I got thrown off for uploading them.
Hey, I got a question. You said somebody bought your videos. Who'd they pay?
They paid this guy named Mike.
Mike, you know.
He's a DJ. He went in. He has all my videos on file. He showed me. He started a channel, a Shoenice Classics, and the haters went in, reported him for stealing their videos when they stole them off of me. So they shut that channel down, which was
Mike,
I was glad.
Mike would not have the intellectual rights to your videos.
He's got them. So either he was a stalker that recorded every one of my videos, and he's actually the hater on Shoenice, but you can never know. They're all grown men.
Well, you might not know this, but when you upload a video on YouTube, you actually file for the copyright of that video.
They troll me on X, on Twitter X, when I'm streaming on TikTok, anywhere. They come in with, they got a YouTube channel of my dead mother. He's got a YouTube channel of my kid, my niece and nephews in the bed when they were like under 10 years old. The dude is evil. This is Wheezy. John, he's looking for me. He just wants to cut my head off. I put him in prison for 4 years. And then there's Ted. Ted Barris was the fire-breathing idiot. Boogie knows him. He was like this dude.
Who is he, Boogie?
I got 1,000 views.
I didn't even know about the Vallejo murders. I'm not going to go into it, but something terrible happened in his family, and I never knew about it. When I found out about it, I was like, wow. And he goes, I told you years ago. And then he became a hater. So I got three grown men that hate me and five like haters that really come around only when they can from Twitch. A head injury patient made a fake story and told Twitch I was picking on him. The whole stream, when he was in my chat, nothing but it just hung out with everybody. But Twitch didn't go look for that. I got a lady that works at Twitch just waiting for me to try to make an account. And that's my hate.
But now, okay, but here's the thing. You got the last laugh because you kill it on Cameo. You were saying ahead of the stream, you do amazing on Cameo, don't you?
Yes.
People can pay you what? Is it $10 for Cameo?
I usually have 22 because I'm Shoenice 22. I go down occasionally just because I want to stay on the leaderboard. You make just as much money, but you have to do more cameos, which is more publicity. Yeah. I mean, I'm catching Kurt Angle and, you know, Hank Schrader from Breaking Bad. There's like, but everybody goes to that 100-person leaderboard. It's once a month. I'd like to be in the top 20s when the month ends. Yeah, I'm in the top 40s now. So, yeah, a cameo just popped up as we were talking.
I love to see it, man. That's amazing.
You know, I think Kurt Angle could beat you in those Percocets. For you guys.
How many minutes have we done?
It's 34.
It'll be $9 for you guys to have a cameo for me to shoot out Lolo. I'm sorry, LOL Cow. Is it Lolcow?
Lolcow, Lolcow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boogie, Boogie, 15 minutes.
That's 15 it. More minutes? Okay.
15 minutes.
All right. So, okay. All right, Shu. Listen, I got a couple favors of you. Give us an example of a cameo right now. Right here. Do one. Oh, God. What's he eating right now? Jesus.
You want me to make a cameo right now for you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Can you do? Give us an example?
Hey, just do the cameo you just got. Just do the cameo you just got.
Oh, you just sent me a cameo?
No. The one you just got.
Yeah, yeah. Do the one you just got. So we see. I want to see the kind of quality you're getting if you're in the top 40 over there at Cameo.
Oh, God almighty.
All right. I don't know if this is going to be backwards for you guys.
It doesn't matter.
But here's the monthly top 100.
Hell yeah.
We don't need to see that. We believe you.
We believe you, yeah.
Oh, you want to see an actual cameo?
Yeah. Let's see an example of what a cameo looks like. What if I go
over
and spend $22?
Now, this is on my backup phone. I can do it on the good phone. See how my face changed here? Yeah. I was on the yellow phone.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So it'll be better. It'll be better.
Okay.
Send me your story. So either way, I heard you got to put on your game day figure, need a pair of jeans. I'm telling you, I tried a t-shirt, a sneaker, anything woven, anything.
Let me do a birthday.
I also have a question. I've seen you do motor oil in like chainsaw gear oil.
It's been warm. It's been warmed. Cold is tough to swallow. All right, shoot us. Come on, it's just oil. Oh, man. It never comes out. What do we do? Enough to get a lawnmower going. All right, let's do enough to get 2 4-wheelers out in the fields.
That'll kill you, won't it?
Yeah, that's really not hard to eat, but I wouldn't suggest that to anybody. I mean, a motor oil is just like Crisco oil, just with a little more.
Is there a difference between the weights?
No, without a doubt. I like my 5W, you know.
So
and it cleans you out, bro. Smells like a mechanic's bathroom the next day.
So, like, your poop is kind of black after that.
Sure, I said. Basically, I'm just here to put on my game pager and say happy birthday to you. Beth said a happy birthday to you. A happy birthday to the horn.
I remember seeing you on a game show.
Another $8.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I remember seeing you on a game show one time that you didn't actually do it. Like, I forgot what the game show was called.
Yeah, there's all kinds of European stuff, but I've been on Web Soup, World's Dumbest, Guinness World Records, Go On Wild. I got a Vice documentary on here and on Viceland. Tosh.0, did I say him?
Yeah. Didn't Vice just shut down?
MTV Ridiculousness episodes with videos they found from haters. So they said, hey, we love your video, and they gave my hater or thief $250. But it still made it to TV, and all I'm about is publicity.
Where I live, you still have your Guinness World Record?
Anyone. My son's 24. I don't give a rat's. Don't ever mess with a man that has nothing to lose. That's why nobody has knocked on my Super 8 door yet, because they know my beast mode. I beat up 5 cops and did 6 months in county jail looking at a 5-15 sentence, and they had belly clubs.
Sorry, I mean, that's way better than pulling a gun on somebody.
Do you still have your?
I'm a beast, man. I'm telling you right now. I look like an old 55-year-old washed-up YouTube drunk. But when it comes down to fight or flight, I go right into it, and the adrenaline just kicks so hard I don't feel the fist of anybody. Never knocked me out. This head's been hit with tire irons, crowbars, baseball bats, aluminum, and wooden.
Now you know how he got through high school.
Jumping on my head, I'm like Nike, Adidas, Reebok.
He's good at wrestling.
Where's the steel-toed boot? Yep. You know what I mean?
Now you know.
Across the street, a cop goes, who did this to you? Those three
Nobody.
Those
checked,
four in the shadow. I fought 30 people one time.
And 30, I walked you away. 30 people?
I got knocked out from the door jam, not a fist. And when you put a glove on a fist and you hit me,
you sure you weren't just so drunk that you seen 30 people? Did he just air out?
Did he just die? Yeah, I think... the 30 people came to get their revenge.
By the way, guys, you know, because of my monitor, I have to shut the thing off. That means we're going to lose. This is the only thing that we can upload.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it.
It's fine. I mean, it's a good train wreck, you know?
It's a good train wreck.
It is fine. Tommy is having the hardest time with this.
Yeah.
Did you picture Lowell Cal ever being this?
Yes, actually, eventually.
This was always the dream, if I'm being honest.
When Keem started telling us we got to record this and do this and make it pretty, I knew this would never happen because you can't get Lowell Cal's that.
This is always the dream. I always wanted to have.
This was the dream.
Yeah.
I fully see people watching this, and yeah. I'm talking to you guys out there right now. I'm just gonna be like, this is terrible.
Yes.
All right. This is what you paid for. This is what you begged for. Okay, he's back. He's back. Here we go.
Welcome back, Shoe Nice.
Welcome back, Shoe.
Yeah, what I was saying is I love you, Tommy.
Hi, how you doing?
Release the anger.
I was saying I was doubting the fuck out of you fighting 30 people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I'm at the half keg, right? I get bumped. I turn around. I still have the scar on my lip. Dude popped me in the face. I dropped everything. I jumped up.
All right, Tony, we don't believe you. Grounded and pounded, and then I get kicked
in the side of the face. I grab this dude's leg. I pull him down. I jump on him. Two more guys jump on me. I'm just getting up. I'm getting up. I'm like, no, I don't want no more. Whap.
Did you happen to count them while you were fighting them?
Then they took me, and they just everybody. There was a line longer to punch me in the face and to get a beer at the keg. The one dude picked me up and he went to throw me out of the pavilion. It was a high school graduation party, I hit the top of my head on the door jam.
How old were you at this point?
Now I'm coming to with two girls saying, "Oh my God, you killed him!" I'm like, "Oh my God, I killed somebody." He's alive. He's alive. My brother came and got me. He didn't even recognize me. I'm a beast. Forget about it. I used to beat up people like Tommy just to get to the fight back in the day.
Yeah.
Is that why you haven't died from all the nasty you've eaten over the years? It's because you're just basically immortal.
I'm just a freak of nature. I was born different. Accept it. I'm the nicest guy in the world. I'll do anything for anybody. I spread my soul and my heart too thin in the beginning of YouTube. I sent everybody to L.A. Beast, Jenna Gargles, you know, Pootie Pie. I had more viewers than everybody in the beginning of 2012. That's everybody.
That's true.
So that was top five YouTuber on Social Blade.
Hmm.
I got to ask this question because I've always wondered, what's the worst? Is there anything you've ate that you won't do again?
Yeah, 60-year-old vagina.
Woo!
I said that on Tosh.0, and he said you could have stopped at 60.
What's the worst thing you've ever ate and you like just gave up, said I'm not doing it?
Probably a 60-year-old.
You didn't even need to say the vagina. I would have just left it at a 60-year-old.
She was 67. Oh, God.
God.
What a freak of nature she was. I could have married her cougar and sitting at a big comeback. Pool driving a Cadillac right now.
Oh, did she have a yacht?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just enjoying this. This is one of the best days of my life, Shu.
I thought you seen something on your ceiling.
No, I'm just in shock, man. You are every bit as entertaining as I was hoping you would be.
Boogie's over here looking like the guy from the Simpsons comic book.
This match is for you, Tommy. Reminds me of being at the old burning pit. Oh, I thought I'd grab matches. I grab crayons.
Oh, God.
My favorite color is blue.
I'm telling you
right now, wax, clean out your system, too.
I feel like this is a weight loss plan for us, Jordy. If we were eating crayons and matches,
crayons. I love cupcake filters. I buy cupcakes just to eat the filter.
I'd lose weight because I wouldn't want to eat them.
Oh, this show is a disaster. I love every second of this.
What's in the drinking? But I needed one for your podcast. So yeah. I've been sober 69 days. This is a vodka and OJ.
No!
Sue me.
No! No, you were sober for 69 days!
It's just orange juice, you weirdo.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. Another
you drink.
I don't want him to drink.
Yeah, I don't want him to drink for the show.
I don't care if you drink at the show. Do what you want.
Oh,
Tommy, do you have any questions for Shoe Nice?
Yeah.
All I care about is making people laugh. Well, and when we go live with this, there's going to be so many people laughing in your chat.
Shoe Nice, would you box Tommy C?
Laugh, Tommy.
Can we get you a boxing match? Would you box Tommy C?
I would definitely love to destroy Tommy C's face.
pick him up, shake his hand, and take him out for a beer.
But no, we ain't got to do all that. We can get you paid.
Yeah,
veteran against veteran, dude.
You can get a boxing license. Jesus
Christ. If Boogie can get a boxing license, you most definitely can get
a
boxing license.
His hands are gigantic. This isn't Photoshop. They're lunchboxes. My head is huge.
You got me fired.
I would literally punch Tommy in the eye and his ribs would hurt. Oh, he's a vapor too. He's got no cardio. Rawr.
Too nice. You said you were the king of push-ups. Can you hit some push-ups?
Come at me, bro.
Yeah, do some push-ups.
Cocky.
Oh, he's eating glue, Tommy. He's still eating glue.
Yeah.
I'm killing this whole bottle today.
His stomach right there. He just ate Elmer's glue and drank orange.
Do I have anything on my face?
Yeah, a couple things. I studied up on Shoe Nice before.
Haters will screenshot and they'll make a video about it after this goes on your live stream.
Yeah. I was studying on Shoe Nice and I couldn't even get
Hey, I got to run into the bathroom for a second.
You know what? Well, yeah, that's okay because we're going to end the show. We're going to end it right
I know because you guys want to talk. I'll be right back.
What'd you say, Tommy? About you couldn't make it through his stuff?
I couldn't make it. I was gagging.
I watched the Tom Dark episode on it.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah,
and I just I had found myself skipping around.
Yeah, I see exactly. But
I've always wondered how a human could drink motor oil and be good.
Maybe he's just trolling us, and God bless him.
I hope he is. I really do.
No, I don't think he's trolling the motor oil because he cracks the new seal on him.
That would kill you, wouldn't it?
Apparently not. Maybe
I lost my tampon.
He's not an X-Man for
Christ's
sake.
He lost his tampon? Did he say he lost his tampon?
Yeah. He's going to eat a tampon.
He's going to eat
it. Do we have 45 minutes yet, please?
We're 46, 38.
Let me eat this tampon.
Can I close it?
Oh, yes, please do. Okay.
What is he doing? What is he doing? Hold up.
Is he smoking crack? What is happening?
Probably.
He showed like a pipe or something. What was that? A
good place to get crack is those hotels. Let me tell you.
Oh, he just had to go down the hall, right? Yeah. Life's great at the Super 8 because you're fucking blitzed. If you need to fill me up, you just rip the copper out the wall.
Ladies and gentlemen, the people who are watching this, I do want to say this is what a real lol cow looks like, and I hope that you've enjoyed a real point of view of what
and we also have to apologize. We're doing it this way because Shoe Dice didn't have access to a computer. He's currently living out of a hotel.
Yeah.
And
shocking.
So we had to record it this way so we actually could get it to you. And this is a hurdle we've always thought about because like you guys asked for certain people like Daniel Larson who is either in or out of prison and they have no ability to run a computer.
So, I mean, if you want certain locales on here, this is how it's going to have to be. I'm sorry, the quality's not where you're used to. But I think it was well worth it. Tommy, did you think it was worth it?
Absolutely.
Hey, Tommy, I don't want to wear out my welcome. I want to get a laptop. Do you have anything you want to plug? Boogie and Keemstar and you guys. I want to be like a monthly stop-in regular guy.
No, absolutely not.
Maybe on the live stream.
You guys heard people let people know right now in the comment section if you guys want to see Shoe Nice on the live because I think he would be good there. Maybe at least one time we could try you on the live. Shoe. Hey, Shoe, where can they find you if they want to go look you up right now? Where can they find you online?
My TikTok is shoenice.22. Obviously, this is my channel. I'm on X. That's Twitter X. And I'm shoenice222222. On Instagram, I'm shoenice22legend. On OnlyFans, I'm shoenice22. I only do feet pics. I only do feet pics, and sometimes I put glue on them. There's some weird people out in the world. I don't tell where I get all my rent from. Put popcorn between them. I got pretty good feet for a 55-year-old. I'm 55 and still alive in May, guys. I'm taking over. Look like a hobbit. Again.
You're gonna be 56.
I'm glad I got Boogie laughing again.
Yeah, I'm glad, man.
All right, please, for God's sake, help it.
Tommy, do you always have this attitude?
Yes. Shut the fuck up and let us end the show.
Oh, the show's over?
Yeah, man. But we'll bring you back for the live if they
want
to see you, man.
I had two tampons to eat.
All right, that's enough.
Kill him.
I got them from the neighbor. I said I have a chick.
Eat one while we're on our way out.
You know what? You're going to eat
I forgot them at the store.
Oh, thank God.
Boogie,
I'll bring a tampon next one, Obi. Oh, they
Tommy,
go down easy.
Up, Tommy, wrap it up.
Make sure you always wet the tampon before you swallow it because it opens up in your throat like an umbrella.
Listen, Boogie, I'm surrendering.
Did you just call me a retard?
Yes, I certainly did, you retard, you Forrest
Gump. I'm honored. Are they video games behind you?
Yes. Boogie, I surrendered opening and closing the show.
Boogie, he's got a whole thing of video games behind
you. You have a better voice than me.
Ladies and gentlemen. You got to bring Mikey to your house, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, this
has been... You got to be on American Pickers.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Lol Cal Podcast with me, Wings of Redemption, Tommy C, and of course... the legendary LolCal, Shoe Nice 22. Shoe, we love you. Enjoy the glue. We're going to end this thing before someone dies.
I love you guys, man. I'm going to sleep with a warm heart tonight.
Good.
I got all kinds of vertebrae problems, spinal fluid getting cut off. I got surgery
coming.
Got
intestinal problems.
I'm on some good pills, and no, I don't drink anymore. 69 days sober, bro.
Get that good stuff.
Guys, I don't have a refrigerator, so I buy bags of ice.